With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. After 2 weeks out of the spotlight, President Biden will soon be stepping up his travel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has a preview.
The president has been on vacation for nearly 2 weeks since addressing the opening night of the Democratic National Convention, but he'll soon be making appearances at official and campaign events. Starting Monday, Mr. Biden will travel to Pennsylvania for a Labor Day campaign event with Vice President Harris. Later in the week, he'll talk about his Investing in America agenda at stops in Wisconsin and Michigan. All three are critical battleground states in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The bodies of six Israeli hostages have been discovered in Gaza by Israeli forces. They include a young Israeli-American man who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas. Hirsch Goldberg Poland was 23 years old. His parents met with world leaders and others to press for his relief. A new report from Columbia University's Anti-Semitism Task Force describes a hostile climate for Jews and other students from Israel.
The report released Friday also recommends university-wide training and better reporting measures. The report comes days before the start of a new school year and in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that shook the Ivy League school in the spring. The task force heard from Jewish students who described being ostracized from student groups and subjected to harassment. The report also recommends broadening the definition of anti-Semitism and the ways it can manifest. Keith Peters reporting.
The Teamsters Union that represents workers at both of Canada's largest freight railroads has filed the lawsuits it promised, challenging the orders that forced employees back to work and got the trains moving again. The head of Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says they're confident the law is on their side. This is SRN News. Competing abortion measures to expand or limit abortion will be on the November ballot in Nebraska after election officials confirmed each side had turned in enough signatures. The move makes Nebraska the first state to carry competing abortion amendments on the same ballot since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Measures to enshrine abortion have already qualified to go before voters this year in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and South Dakota. A federal appeals court has rejected Tennessee's attempt to collect millions of dollars in family planning funds without complying with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Last year, Tennessee's attorney general filed a federal complaint seeking to overturn the Department of Health and Human Services' decision to disqualify the state from receiving the money through Title X. In 2021, the Biden administration said no clinics that refuse to offer abortion can get the money. This is SRN News. The Washington Commanders' home field will now be known as Northwest Stadium.
The NFL team has reached an 8-year agreement with Northwest Federal Credit Union to rename the place, which has been known as FedEx Field, since 1999. FedEx extended its naming rights agreement in February, 2 years before it was set to expire. The deal with Northwest Federal Credit Union also puts the company's logo on the team's practice jerseys.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, September the 1st. It's the 245th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1897, the first section of Boston's new subway was opened, creating the first underground rapid transit system in the continent of North America. On this date in 1939, Germany invaded Poland, the kickoff of World War II. And on this date in 1985, they found the wreckage of the Titanic. This is SRN News.